Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Adam Cannavale is shutting the door to my room because it'll get cold.
And spooky.
And also the bugs will come in. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha, replacing Joel Zammit for today, and maybe forever, spooky.
And I'm Adam. I'm
replacing no one.
I'm here always and forever. Can't be replaced.
I like when I was like, keep the door shut or the bugs will come in. How just ominously vague. That is. The bugs will come.
So the bugs will get us.
We keep it shut. It sounds like an old fucking folk tradition. Anyway.
I was just going to go off on this tangent. Let's do the episode.
Today we're talking about werewolves.
Fuck, that's spooky.
That is. When do you guys reckon was the most recent werewolf sighting in the world?
I think you've...
I've asked you this before, yeah. Adam, so you know the answer.
And I've actually forgotten.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so when you ask me things like this, my brain automatically goes like, ah, people aren't that fucking stupid. And then I go late 1800s, and I'm like, no, people are that fucking stupid. Then I go to like Between the Wars, which is my favorite time period to say that dumb shit happened. Between the Wars.
Basically, in the war interim, yes.
But knowing that this is probably a trick, I'm going to say 2006.
Well, I actually asked where, but thanks for playing.
Scotland.
No, not Scotland.
Wait, is this where the last one or where the most?
The most recent werewolf sighting was. Or where the most recent werewolf sightings... I don't have like a super up-to-date knowledge of like fucking top-notch werewolf sighting data.
Werewolf, over there. Right here, right now.
That's... Whoa!
With the bugs.
But yeah, where do you think? Where the most recent...
I remember the answer now. Yeah. So.
Argentina.
No.
Go by continent first. Yeah. That's how I did it.
Greece.
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's not a continent.
Africa.
No.
Australia.
No, that'd be cool though.
Europe.
No. It's America. I'm going to end this.
South America.
No, it's not even South America.
North America.
You did it. Well done.
Washington, D.C.
No, Middle America.
Fuck.
No, North America, i.e. Canada.
My favorite America.
It's part of the Americas. But, yes, the most recent werewolf sighting or collection of werewolf sightings is in America. It's a place called Bray Road. I forget the state currently, but it's... a place in America, a fairly modern town, and it has had so many werewolf sightings that, like, not even a legend, it's just the werewolves around there have developed a name. They've been called the Beast of Bray Road. That's the name of that particular werewolf.
So it's one.
Well, I mean, it's called the Beast of Bray Road, but if we're to assume that it's an actual animal, and remember, on Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, we're not going into this, we're going into this, we got our opinions, we put them in a box.
I remember.
Dusha doesn't.
No, I'm new to this.
That's
show.
Right. Sorry.
There are some rules. Mm-hmm. First of all, you got to get... Remember in high school, if this happened to you in high school, it didn't happen in Adams for some reason.
Which at the start is the of same class, high school as me. That's well, a free go. Fact for everyone in Sans Pants.
There you go.
Jackson and Adam are friends, but I knew Adam before Jackson did, and we were reunited, and I was like, hey, that's Adam. I went to school with him.
Thus, if me and Dusha ever break up, he gets Adam.
Correct.
That's just the law. No, but we gotta establish some ground rules, okay? Uh-huh. So you remember in high school, at the start of class, they were like, get your phone, put your phones in a box. You get them at the end of class.
Our high school did do that, Adam.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with
that. Yes, it did. In homeroom, they were like, if anyone's got their phone, take them in. Otherwise, I don't want to see them.
I got to keep my phone.
No, you didn't. You just didn't listen.
Yeah. Oh, that's another mystery solved.
I mean, like, I saw the box, knew I had a phone in my pocket, and was like, no.
I didn't bring a cool phone, miss.
Maybe they just trusted me. Did you ever think of that?
They definitely did not trust me. I got caught with my phone so many times.
Anyway. That, but with your opinion. By which I mean that if you're super hardcore believing in Sasquatch, and I give you evidence to suggest Sasquatch aren't real,
I have to just accept
you
got to
cop it, and the vice versa. So, assuming that, that the werewolf, that there is a werewolf, if it's an animal, the Beast of Bray Road is a beast, or an actual animal, then there couldn't just be one. There would have to be a breeding population.
Really, they should have really thought this through and just called it the Beasts of Bray Road. I've solved that problem for them.
Even the Bray Road Beasts would have been fine.
That sounds like a good street gang.
Oh, that does. I imagine them beating the shit out of other street gangs with hockey sticks for some reason.
Now America's got two things to be spooked about. The Beasts of Bray Road, but also
and
the
gang violence. So what are your thoughts immediately off the bat? There are people in this place in America, in Bray Road, and it's actually not just Bray Road. That's just where there's enough sightings that it has developed a name. Or
tell me a little bit about this city.
About Bray Road?
Yeah.
It's a town. As far as I can recall, there is a town, and there is it's like a very small, unassuming road that leads out through a lot of farmland.
So it's a very like remote-ish area.
Not as remote as you'd think, but it's decently remote. We're talking like the border between the sort of suburbs and the country. Like Eltham.
Like Eltham.
Yeah.
Eltham is quite far from the Melbourne CBD.
I refuse to believe that such a populated area would not have confirmed one way or the other.
No, that's fair.
I'd say, in St. Andrews and the St. Andrews ghost horse.
Yeah.
It's very hard to tell.
The St. Andrews ghost horse that I myself was there present for, the only sighting.
You were there. You
and
were
think
there.
It was a load of baloney.
Adam, but you saw it.
I don't know what I saw, Jackson.
We saw a ghost horse.
We did not see a ghost horse.
We fucking did.
We saw a horse, and then we didn't see a horse.
And we were drunk. It's also a part.
I was drunk.
I don't know how much I'd had to drink.
I don't remember anyone else being drunk. It went behind a tree, and then not seconds later, we went behind the tree, and the horse was gone, and there was nowhere it could have gone.
We don't know that.
That's a ghost horse, in my opinion.
That is.
There's no ghost horse.
Jackson Bailey, that's a free fact for Australian listeners.
Exactly. It's if you know where my house is, there's a road near it with a ghost horse on it that you're welcome to. Maybe the town is slightly more like St. Andrews in terms of
location.
I'm
going
to give slightly more generic examples. So,
yeah.
Imagine a town that is just like, it's not the suburbs, not really highly dense. Like, everyone's got quite big blocks of land. Mm. There's lots of free land and lots of like trees and shit. That's Eltham.
Yeah.
St. Andrews, everyone owns a fucking farm.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's further out again.
If you have a house in St. Andrews, you have a farm in St. Andrews.
I don't have... Oh, we have chickens.
You have chickens? You have a veggie patch?
Yeah, no.
Well, you have the remnants of a veggie patch.
That one that we're looking at now is where my dad used to keep his secret pumpkins. Mum didn't want him growing pumpkins, but Dad was having none of it. He was like, she never comes down here, Jack. She won't see. But she did.
Your vegetable garden looks like something happened in it. Something awful happened.
I think it's a seasonal thing.
You also have probably that field where you record It's Just Good Business.
Mm-hmm. We do record it in that field in front of our house. Anyway, Bray Road is not the only place that there are sightings of a werewolf. Yeah. Now,
just going back to that and actually on topic. The one thing that I'm struggling with at this point, just from the evidence you've suggested,
there's not much evidence so far other than people have seen.
The fact that it's a farmland area and not like a forest?
Well, there is woodland nearby. It's sort of farmland surrounded by woodland.
Yeah, because with farmlands are quite flat, it would be...
Plus, I mean, how do you get something hiding in an area that has been cultivated by humans? That's just bupkis. I know our opinions are in a bin, but come on.
That opinion, just it's too big for a bin.
Exactly. What if werewolf is a burrowing animal?
Doesn't. Well, that changes some things. But I want to present you with some other evidence, because I personally don't believe that the Beast of Bray Road is a werewolf, but I wouldn't say, shocker, but I'm not going to say that it's nothing.
Not a ghost horse.
Oh, wait. Aren't werewolves humans most of the time?
Yes.
Well, if we're assuming that werewolves could be a thing, now I'm kind of back in it.
Well, see, I'm not assuming werewolves can be a thing, because...
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
That's a whole different... When? How? I can accept.
First, we got to prove werewolves are or aren't a thing.
First,
then
we have
we
to prove
continue.
Magic exists.
It could be a science.
We've got to invent magic, then we've got to invent curses, then we've got to invent werewolves, and then we need to reapproach this.
What if werewolves are like butterflies?
Is that a person?
Or it's a
like,
cocoon.
But okay, but if we're assuming it's a brand new animal, it's more like an ape spins a cocoon around itself. And then comes out
a wolf.
As a wolf.
Not exactly like a butterfly, but like caterpillar goes through an amazing transformation to go into a butterfly.
That's true. If we're going to have a little side, I guess this is werewolves, not necessarily just American werewolves or the Beast of Bray Road. So if we're going to look at werewolves and try and figure out a way to objectively make them, then you would have to go, they build a cocoon, they break down to their elements, like a caterpillar does to a butterfly, and they burst out what live for a day, fuck, and then die.
Okay, werewolves aside, which is a line, as a D&D player, I still didn't think I would ever say.
Plus, every case of lycanthropy, I don't know how you pronounce it, or werewolfism, where you go back and you look at like the historical cases, it's just like people back in the day didn't know what crazy people were. It's like this one guy's like, there's this case where a guy ate two kids, and on trial he's like, ah, twere that I am a werewolf, that tis why I am eating children. And everyone was like, fuck, man, there's a fucking werewolf in this court.
I guess it's proven now.
That's used, like, and because I am a person, as we established, I think the last, like, in previous episodes, I have so many books on this kind of bullshit, and there are so many places where they're like, here is a case of real life lycanthropy. And you're like, no. A guy lied in court and nobody was educated back then.
I like that he was like, I'm going to use the werewolf defense, thinking that that is not going to get him punished.
And it didn't.
What? In a time where we were burning people for having crops that were better than their neighbor's crops for being a witch. When a man is like, I'm a werewolf, that's why I ate these two kids. They're like, better let him off scot-free. He can't help.
I think
help
he just got a lesser sentence.
It's like a madness. It's an affliction on him.
He can't help that he's got a werewolfism.
Witches can help that. They lay with Satan.
Exactly. Werewolf, it just comes out of nowhere one day.
Suddenly, if I was the judge, I would have just pulled out my rifle and just shot him on the spot.
Be like, wolf hunting's legal.
I think if you're in a civilization that has developed rifle technology, you're probably past the point where you believe someone if they just say they're a werewolf.
I would pull out my bayonet and I would slice him down where he stood. For I am
Judge Dusha.
Judge Dusha, werewolf slayer.
They have to come into your court before you.
And announce
the cases are real. The werewolves are real. This is Judge Dusha, vampire slayer.
Vampire slayer.
Vampire.
Oh man.
Vampire defense.
I gave
feel
the
like
sequel
is
away too soon.
No scripts written.
No vampire. No werewolves left in Earth. What will Joel Dusha do?
What will he rule judicially on?
I like just that as a fish out of water story.
It just cuts back to me, and I'm just like, I guess vampires now. Dun, dun.
Joel Dusha, vampire judge, 2017.
So,
however, I think we just established then that werewolves as a mythical creature either don't exist or it's a very complicated
we'll
discussion
come back to them later
for another time. So what do we think it is? Assuming it's an actual animal that people see.
Can you tell me anything about one of the sightings?
Well, a lot of the sightings tend to follow a very similar pattern. Somebody will be driving along Bray Road. They will see a dark form up ahead, sometimes eating roadkill, sometimes just loping around. The headlights will illuminate it. It will be like a 6 foot tall, gray, hairy figure with long, like extended arms, extended legs, a pointed kind of wolf face. But also quite human-like in appearance. It'll look at them, it'll make a couple of strange noises, and either run off back into the farmland. And I think there have been a couple of cases where people are like, it attacked my car. And then in the reports, they're always like, the car was discovered with scratches on the underside or on the bonnet. However, I've never seen any of the photos, so they could just be lying.
It's a police report.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, in my head, when we were saying werewolves originally and the Beast of Bray Road, I was imagining sort of like a big wolf, like on all fours.
Yeah. So and then you could just be like, it's a wolf.
No, I was going to say, like, it's a boar. People just don't know what boars are. But if it's on.
Misidentification is always possible and is like a good place to turn in stories like this. Often in, like, Sasquatch, sightings, people are like, yeah, fuck, is there a Sasquatch? And then you're like, look at this bear stand up. And people are like, ah, there it is. I think people often forget that a bear can stand on its hind legs and sometimes moves around like that, albeit briefly. And so they're like,
that sounds adorable.
waddling around on its two little bear legs. But it would freak you out if you were in the forest and you just turn around and there's a bear on its hind legs. You'd be like, I guess is there a Sasquatch?
I know this is another off-topic thing, but I read a story recently where a guy was like, oh, it found two dogs in the wild, and he started raising them, and he's like, shit, these are bears. It took him like 2 years to figure it out.
How? A bear doesn't look like a dog.
Apparently there's this one particular type of breed of dog that if you compare it to a bear cub, you're like, I could see how they could be mistaken.
Did he keep raising them?
I don't know what happened after.
I hope he did.
I was laughing too hard to finish the article.
That's amazing.
Oh man, that's a spooky one. Because like,
what, raising bear cubs?
The children you have known and loved for 2 years.
Bears.
Children.
Yeah.
But no, it's a spooky one. Again, we can't. There are enough sightings that people have written books on this. And like I said, it's not just Bray Road. That's just a cluster.
Yeah.
People see and they often get lumped into like Sasquatch reports. But if you start reading them, you can notice that there's this pattern where something, whatever people are seeing, is described as looking very similar to the Beast of Bray Road. So I'm going to ask you another question. Mm. No, I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm just going to tell you a thing.
Okay.
Did you know that to this day, there are kangaroo sightings in America? Like mystery kangaroo sightings?
I did know that because you told me
recently. That's true.
I did not know that. And if I knew that, my guess would be misidentification.
Well,
they've been seeing some kangaroos.
Potentially. However, then you have to wonder, what are all these kangaroos doing in the middle of America? Or just Bray Road. No kangaroos ever been seen in Bray Road, but
lots of werewolves.
Lots of werewolves. But kangaroos have been seen all over the United States and probably in nearly every state. And it's often just a solitary kangaroo and is often identified by people who've never seen a kangaroo before. And often they actually don't click that a kangaroo is what they've seen until down the track when they see like a documentary or fucking Steve Irwin punching one in the dick or whatever, and they're like,
that was my favorite Steve Irwin documentary.
Crikey. Rest in peace.
Punching kangaroos in heaven.
Square the nads.
So again, that's itself quite interesting. It seems sort of unrelated to the Beast of Bray Road, except for the fact that you're like, well,
could a kangaroo have crossbred with something?
A kangaroo could probably crossbreed with another kangaroo.
Another type of kangaroo. These kangaroo sightings, how like likely are they to be true? Like,
like a lot of these things,
Is this sort of like the jaguars?
Black Panthers?
Black Panthers that are seen in Australia?
Similar, except the Black Panthers that are seen in Australia very rarely have any, like, the police are like, I came, I didn't see shit. Like, who knows if that was true? A lot of the kangaroo sightings have documented reports. Like, these aren't just people making, say, a claim to a newspaper. These are people who called the cops because they were like, what is this animal in my yard? And then the police arrived. There's a story where in a small town,
confirm that you are suggesting that this werewolf thing is a kangaroo?
Not at all, in fact. In fact, I'm going to bring in mystery baboons soon.
Oh, that's a little
treat
for later.
Why mention kangaroos?
Because it all ties together.
Adam, you haven't played this game for long enough. I'm excited. Also, you're making kangaroos seem spooky, even though I will probably see some on the drive home.
Exactly.
Like, legitimately.
It's a guarantee.
This probably sounds like a joke to people in Australia. Even people that live in Australia, because they're like, oh, you're doing that thing. No, the drive from my house to Jackson's house results in kangaroo sightings often.
Jackson lives very far from anything.
I live in the sticks.
I have to stop my car on the road sometimes while kangaroos cross. And that's dumb, because I want to get home.
If you ever want to annoy Zamet on Twitter, just send him a picture of a kangaroo. He hates them.
Often whilst I'm riding like around my area on a bike, the amount of dead kangaroos that I just see on the side of the road, because there are that many that people are just smacking them with their cars, they inflate.
They're a pest.
Yeah. But what's interesting, being an Australian and reading these reports of kangaroos, is that you're like, that is not at all how I no kangaroos to behave.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all seen kangaroos. How often do you see just one solitary frightened kangaroo?
Yeah, they're usually not frightened. They're usually just like, I'm standing here because
if I was just
you.
Suddenly in the middle of America, I'd be pretty terrified.
Kangaroo just pops up in America. That's what I'm suggesting, gang. Kangaroo teleportation.
Well, you know, you don't speak the language.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You can't understand any of the road rules. It's different. No, but that's a thing. Like you see kangaroos, they will be not giving a fuck on the side of the road, and there'll probably be other kangaroos around. Whereas all of these sightings, the kangaroo is scared or vicious, which like that's not
kangaroos can be pretty vicious.
The viciousness, however, described in the kangaroo sightings is like they tried to bite and scratch the people who saw them, which, like...
That doesn't sound like a kangaroo.
That's not kangaroos.
Kangaroos kick or, like, just, like, you're fucked, mate, because they're massive.
Exactly.
Kangaroos are bigger than people most of the time.
Isn't there, like, that story that there's, like, a kangaroo or something like that that'll lure people out into the ocean or whatever and drown them?
Yeah, kangaroos grab you around the... They pull you into a billabong and fucking kelpie you.
That's good as.
Yeah, kangaroos are fucking scary. But unlike what these people are reporting kangaroos solitary, often vicious, trying to bite and scratch them. Okay, so mystery baboons.
I can see the tie.
So
now.
Why would you mention the kangaroos?
No, because the kangaroos in a different environment are acting completely different. So mystery baboons, when put on Bray Road, could be acting much differently to how we imagine baboons to act in real life.
Mm.
And if that wasn't the tie you were going to make,
That's a pretty good tie to make.
I'm making it anyway.
Plus, what the tie I was going to make is that in America as well, because along with your mystery, your Sasquatch sightings, there are also fairly often baboon sightings or monkey sightings. They're called devil monkeys, by like that's the colloquial name. To the point where like they are sighted nearly as much as like the Sasquatch. They're just, again, they get lumped in with the same reports. They're often described as being roughly 6 foot, vicious, kind of
human-like in figure,
dark,
long arms and legs,
kind of like the Beast of Bray Road. And if you look at the face of like a wolf's face, uh-huh. and you look at a mandrel's face, and then you imagine you're in the dark, you're spooked, it's night. There is something there. Like, and again, I'm not making the claim that there are giant baboons roaming America attacking cars.
You kind of are.
If you're not
I'm suggesting
that claim,
the evidence and the connections that other people have made.
If you're not making that claim, I will happily make that claim.
This is feeling like I can see the connections, but it's like a tenuous connection.
I think for me, the reason that I see these connections is that I don't have an explanation for any of the things individually. So I don't have an explanation for what people are seeing on Bray Road. And either everybody in Bray Road is lying, which is totally, like, could be, but also at the same time, you know, why, for one?
You never lied to the cops before? It's a thrill ride.
Heart's pounding. It's great.
I lied to a cop once. Yeah.
Was he like,
I'm a bad boy.
Is he listening right now?
Fuck, I hope so. I told him the truth immediately afterwards, so it's like, it doesn't matter.
Do you know how fast you were driving? Yep. I mean, no.
My speedometer does not work. And I'm wearing these boots. Big boots.
And I realize you would see my speedometer the moment you looked in my car. So I'm coming clean. And then going back, I don't have an explanation for the kangaroos that people are seeing all over America. And I don't have an explanation for the mystery baboons.
It makes sense, because America is... You've got a baboon on your wall that I'd never really recognized.
It's more like a chimp, but yeah. It's a decal. It's like one of them...
There is no actual chimp swinging from Jackson's wall.
Just a chimp. It's my chimp.
Jackson Jr.
Just a little decal that he has printed onto his wall. Not yes. Printed, whatever.
On the old-fashioned room printer.
Exactly.
It makes sense with America to... Because, like, the amount of colonization that both America has done and people have done of all the continents, it makes sense that, like, weird shit, like... Because a kangaroo is kind of unique in the fact it doesn't really look like any other animal.
And no.
I guess with a mandrill, kind of a similar thing. Like, if you're going to be like, that's a weird fucking animal...
Mm.
Put it on a boat.
Put it on a boat, ship it away. Yeah. So are you suggesting that both of them have been sent to America and started breeding populations?
Or being sent to America, or there is a chance, like, before the continents, like, separated, probably just got, like, a weird offshoot. But it makes more sense for colonization to be to blame.
True. And interestingly, one of the theories as to... Here's, let's chuck in a third mystery ape.
Fuck.
So there's...
Wait. Third mystery ape? Well, you counting a kangaroo?
Sasquatch mandrill.
The second mystery ape was such a mystery that it was never mentioned.
We have to edit it out.
Yes.
But there is, and I guess it kind of fits into the Sasquatch and the mandrill as well, because it could just be all the same creature. Mm. But one of the theories as to what these apes are doing in America is that during the slave trade, that these were brought from Africa, these like little monkeys, because the... number of apes that exist in Africa has also yet to be, like, you still get the same kind of descriptions of the same mystery animals in Africa. So that's one of the theories, that it was just part of that colonization back before anybody was, like, paying proper attention to the kind of animals that they were bringing across. You know, they just, some officers like, no, I like the look of this Sasquatch. I'll take him to America with me.
I was worried when you were talking about slave trade. Well, not worried. It sounded like someone, like a hero, had gone through Africa and was like, we need to stop stealing people from Africa. I'm just going to bring a whole bunch of apes and hope that they're so racist that they can't tell the difference.
Man, imagine if somebody's like, man, what are these North American apes about? Someone's like, I got an idea. Picture this, if you will.
We got to do something useful with these apes.
So that's one theory. Again, like I struggle to be just knowing zoologically that a population of baboons requires a great deal of land. They require a great deal of, like, food to survive. They are not a quiet animal. However, baboons are solitary. Baboons attack in the same way that the kangaroos have been described attacking, and same with the beasts of Bray Road.
Are you saying that there is a kangaroo and baboon colony and they've raised each other?
I'm saying that people in America who have never seen a kangaroo before, or have only kind of vaguely seen a kangaroo on TV, will see a baboon and be like, kind of looks like a kangaroo. Oh, maybe it was a kangaroo, because the idea of a kangaroo in America is somehow... maybe it's not easy to accept than a baboon in America.
Oh, wait, okay.
Both of them need very specific.
I'm saying I'm identifying a mystery animal with another mystery animal.
Okay, no, okay, I follow again now. I thought you were going to tie them all together.
Be
but
like
instead...
a kangaroo and a baboon fucked and the no. result is on Bray Road.
No, I thought you were going to be like, it could be a kangaroo or it could be a baboon. There's evidence that both have popped up in America. But you're being like, no, kangaroos haven't popped up in America. Kangaroos are just baboons.
That is kind of what
everything
I'm
is baboons.
Well, baboons.
A baboon.
There, it's incredible. A lot of the explanations for the kangaroos that people see is that one, a circus truck crashed and a kangaroo got out. Do you know how many times that is like the hand wavy? Like, that's probably what it is. If that's the case, it is more statistically impressive that there's this many circuses are crashing in America and animals are getting loose.
We need to talk about that mystery.
That's a problem. If
a circus bus crashing and circus animals getting out sounds like the beginnings of a Disney movie.
Yeah, it does.
It's legitimately the plot of Madagascar.
It's also the plot of I big part of the first Rugrats movie, which is scary.
Yeah,
those babies run away from mandrels in that movie.
A mandrel will eat a baby. Yeah, easy.
Mandrel will eat as many babies as it physically can before it explodes.
Tommy Pickles is lucky he got away.
What is Tommy Pickles' younger brother name?
Dill, like a dill pickle.
Is it Tommy a type of pickle? Because I'm mad if it is.
Because Dill is a very small baby.
That's true.
He's eaten. He's done.
He's the little brother.
Whole. Yeah, anyway, that aside. Well, actually, it's funny with the circus train thing, because that's not just brought out for baboon or kangaroo sightings. That's also brought out for Black Panther sightings. That's also brought out for Sasquatch sightings. That's also brought out for mystery, kind of like this hyena-like things reported in America as well, called the Shunka Warakan. It's brought out for that as well. So if every single one of these cases is a crashed circus train, holy shit. Why is no one stopping this?
Why are they trains suddenly? How many circus trains?
It went from truck
be?
To bus to train. I'm just pointing that out.
Adam brought up bus.
You said truck, then Adam said bus, and then you went back to train.
And frankly, what is a circus bus? Is that like one scared guy driving and lions and bears and baboons in the back?
Hey, quiet down in there.
Keep it down.
No standing.
I'd be so scared. I'd be like, I'm just going to look ahead, and if one of them bites my head off, that so be it. So,
the sweatiest bus driver in America.
Jackson Bailey is.
So with all of this, and taking all of it, like, and there are, of course, there are issues with all of them. Maybe kangaroos got loose and just, I don't know, people are seeing a random one angry one of those loose kangaroos. Please, if you've got any questions, shoot them my way.
So these people who are making these sightings mm-hmm. of the werewolf or whatever it is, are they usually locals? This might be something for you hard to remember, but because if it's a lot of locals, it might be a lot of like, hey, I think I saw the werewolf as well.
A good tourist sort of, yeah. I think it's a smattering of both. From memory, the two most prominent sightings, the ones you see that get kind of...
all the press.
Yeah, well, they're like the ones that when it's like you Google fucking Beast of Bray Road, these are the two that will come up. There's one where it's it was an old couple, I think, driving the car who did live in town. And the other one, I think, was somebody passing through, a journalist, from memory. And I think he said that he saw the werewolf talk or try to talk, like it made like a noise at him. Or like
sounds like a baboon.
Meow. Yeah.
I'm thinking
the first
it's a
one
lot
sounds
of
like a baboon, the second one sounds like a cat. So.
Sounding like a lot of people telling tall tales to me.
Yeah, well, what do you say about the kangaroo sightings then? Like, I agree.
Oh, just
like,
in general?
Yeah, assuming, you know, like, that's the connection people have made. Not me personally. This wasn't me, like, learning about the kangaroo sightings then the baboon sightings. This is other...
There is a large population of kangaroos in Australia. Many people don't know that. Just letting you know. But kangaroos do live in Australia, and I don't see them around during the day, like, ever.
That's true.
They are mostly a nocturnal animal, so I could believe that if a kangaroo population managed to survive in America, that they might be hard to spot.
What's interesting about kangaroo populations is that the only other country than Australia, and potentially like New Zealand and Papua New Guinea and those places that sort of surround us, that has a kangaroo population is France, and it's incredibly small because they are an incredibly difficult what do you call it when you get an animal that can only exist? It's not like it's hard to breed in captivity. It's hard to make like a breeding, like a wild breeding population.
Because they're like just so used to, yeah, the design for an Australian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird because that means the French kangaroo will evolve differently than the Australian kangaroo.
Wow, that takes millions of years.
But in millions of years, there'll be probably like a European kangaroo kicking about.
Well, that's fucked.
Well, if we haven't nuked ourselves to death in that time.
Hey, fingers crossed.
He is hoping. So I don't know. I think that's interesting. And also that the kangaroos that are seen are like just don't behave like kangaroos.
I will happily believe that they've all just been baboons.
That's great. I'm glad you're just willing to be like, nah, sure. Baboons.
People know because when it comes to stuff like this, people go one of two ways. Either lean too heavily into being the dumbest fucks, or they lean too far away from everyone being the dumbest fucks.
That's a good way of putting the whole situation.
Fair call.
Like, if someone was like, I saw a kangaroo, and then someone was like, are you sure it wasn't a baboon? Like, I would believe that is a real conversation that is going to have to happen.
How big is a baboon?
I think they vary.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you can get.
Could you mistake a squirrel or something like that for a baboon?
No, baboons are a lot bigger. But an interesting thing to do is flip it. Imagine you were driving along at night, maybe around my way, because it's a similar area to Bray Road.
Don't say something like this.
And
the other night, Zeman and I were having a conversation in the car. It was dark. It was so late at night. And we're like, if there was a wolfman running behind us. And then we both got super scared.
Jackson barely spooks the boys.
Yeah, I do.
Because at night, around here, you can't see anything in your rearview mirrors.
One of the scary... I have a friend who was once driving me home. And he dropped me off. And as he was driving back, 2 a.m, he sees in the middle of the road, like a thing of Maccas. Like fresh. Just laid out in the middle of the road. What the fuck is that?
Rider?
Rider? Sneaky leaving a Maccas?
I was terrified this one time where we were like almost back into town and there was like a bin that had been dragged out onto the street. And we pulled over. We're like, is this like one of those things where we get out and someone jumps us?
Another time, me and that same friend, we were driving to my place. We were nearly at my place. And then we looked behind us. This was again like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And there was this procession of all the same car. Like, we're talking like 20 cars. And we were like, what the fuck? And we pulled into this side road and just watched as these 20 cars drove up the King Lake Mountains, which are near my property.
Fuck.
Where were they going?
What was the car?
It wasn't even like that. It wasn't like, from memory, like, you're like, if it was an old car, maybe there was like a convention or something. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think it was that old a car. It was very weird.
Sounds like you have stumbled across.
What types of cars were they? Just like sedans or?
I honestly don't remember. Not that notable though.
Stumbled across the 2003 Holden Commodore cult.
If they're all the same type of car, it could be like a, you know, a Holden or a Ford sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess. But then you're like, why are they going at 2 a.m? And where?
Hey, people who drive Holdens party hard.
That's true.
Fords though,
nah.
Fucking losers. I have a Ford.
But yeah, okay, so. Say you were driving home from my place. It's dark.
I don't want to hear this.
Your headlights illuminate a baboon. Mm-hmm. Would you not, in your head, be like, it's more likely for me to see a kangaroo that's a kangaroo?
It
does the baboon have its arms above its head and running around? Is it doing that, or is it doing something I might believe a kangaroo could
just
do?
Just standing
there. No, because like in the situation where if I drove past, like if I was driving down a dark road and I saw like an animal hunched over eating roadkill or something like that, and I couldn't see it properly, my brain would instantly be like, what the fuck was that?
That's a good point. That's
and
true.
Like, and then in my head, I'd probably be like, it's probably a kangaroo. It's probably a kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
But then, but then like,
you guys are legit scaring me. I'm not even kidding. I'm scared.
Baboons are fine.
Adam, just kangaroos aren't real.
Figment of your imagination. That's even scarier.
Plus, another theory that just popped into my head then is that there is a breeding population, not in the same area, but there's a breeding population of rhesus monkeys that I think were let loose from a like cosmetic testing lab that exists in America.
Ah, good.
So, I mean, hey, like there's a chance that, and also like even with the kangaroos, maybe not every time it's another circus train exploding, but maybe once a circus train crashed and out of that train a small
How many
group
monkeys are there in a circus?
No, but that's
what a
that
good
is
question. Like,
how many
can
monkeys
you get
are in a circus?
Can you get a breeding population out of the what? Like 2 monkeys maybe?
Probably
that they
not,
have?
To be perfectly
but
honest
to be
with
fair,
you.
Like most of the time if there's like an like a circus has a show or something. They don't just have like 2 of 1 animal. I could imagine a circus having like 8 kangaroos or a circus having like 12 monkeys.
Mm. I don't think I could.
I think it would depend on the circus.
I want a breeding elephant population in the US. That would be good.
I think there's another 8 population, but there's only 2. And I think one's on the Mississippi, like along the banks of it. So yeah, I don't know what's happening in Bray Road. I don't have a theory. I don't think it's werewolves because, like we said, I don't want an ape that goes into a cocoon and comes out as a wolf man.
You don't want, or you don't believe.
I don't think there's enough evidence
because
to
I'm
suggest.
Both. I want to believe.
So yeah, I guess my final like thoughts on it are. It's kind of like with a lot of these things, you know, you can't discount every single sighting. And even if they're misidentifications, and even if they're, you know, people seeing something that, like, imagining something, I believe they think they saw something. Mm. Whatever that is, I don't know. Baboon, kangaroo, werewolf, who knows? What about you guys? Final thoughts.
So, like I said, I think it's a... I'm not going to discount a breeding population of kangaroos, but a journalist is like, I think it talked to me.
Yeah, so, that's a bit far-fetched.
I think it's a whole lot of people talking a whole lot of... It's just a story that, you know, snowballed.
Got out of control. I think that's very possible. What's that face, Dusha?
Because my final thoughts are, not my circus train, not my monkeys.
Oh, you.
Goodbye. I forget how we end these.
I've been Adam.
I've been Jackson.
And you've been spooked.
Yeah, get spooked, America.
Woo!
I've also been Joel.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.